I can't express how honored I am to be here today. But ever since Beth Weldon asked me to speak today, I haven't been able to shake the feeling that I'm not qualified to be in front of you on such an important occasion. Who am I to comment on 9/11? Since I don't feel qualified, I went to someone who is. JPD Officer Brent Bartlett is standing right over there with his National Guard unit. Hi, Brent. He's a first responder and a veteran of deployment post 9/11. Bartlett is qualified to comment, but he would probably be really mad if I handed him the microphone right now. Mad? Yeah. Okay. Don't think the chain of command could protect me. I did talk to Brent about 9/11 and told him how naive I was 15 years ago. As the towers fell, I thought of Admiral Yamamoto and what he said as the Japanese fleet left the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Yamamoto said, "I fear all we have done is awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve." America did awaken for World War II and defeated the enemy who would attack us in our own house. It took about 4 years. I thought that would happen again. Brent told me that while the giant did awaken after 9/11, it was not to fight another giant. Wars between nation states are becoming a thing of the past. Instead, the giant was attacked by 1,000 bees. Those bees are fanatics fueled with the misinterpretation of God's will, a worldview so distorted that beheading Americans and showing that on the internet is considered an acceptable tactic of war. As Brent pointed out to me, Americans had to learn a new kind of war, and we did learn, but we learned at a terrible price. People just like Brent have been deployed 4, 5, and 6 times. 22 veterans kill themselves every day as the Veterans Administration is overwhelmed by the damage done by 15 years of war. We came together as a nation 15 years ago, and it was beautiful. And it's time to do it again and for the long haul. Please support our warriors, who are also often our first responders, as the ultimate way to honor those who are lost on 9/11. Now I ask for a moment of silence to remember those heroes we lost 15 years ago.